Welcome to the Sports Ticket Podcast with Wade Gershner.
And welcome to another edition of the Sports Ticket. Wade Gershner with you on today's podcast. What in the world happened to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59? Sunflower Showdown goes to K-State. And five sports questions for my wife. We're going to quiz her on the actual Super Bowl that took place on Sunday. But as promised, we're going to start with the Kansas City Chiefs. Very disappointing end to the season for Kansas City as they lose in their bid to become the first ever NFL team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Three-peat comes to a stop with a thud as the Chiefs get blown out by the Eagles 40-22 on Sunday in New Orleans. And we told you about some of the keys to this game. One of them was Mahomes' legs. How would the Eagles deal with Mahomes' scrambling ability? I mentioned to you on the podcast last week how the Eagles had to deal with Jaden Daniels, who's a much quicker quarterback who runs more often, and they really did a good job of containing him. Granted, they saw him for the third time during the season, but the Eagles took away Mahomes' scrambling ability, much like the Bills did in Buffalo, and really the only other true loss the Chiefs had this year. Of course, they didn't really try and didn't play many of the regulars against Denver to end the season. Chiefs played 20 games this year, won 17 of them, and really 17-2 if you don't count the Bronco game. You know, the game plan for the Chiefs was I was very befuddled by it, because we talked about on this podcast how the Chiefs needed to run the ball. Didn't have to be great at running the ball, but they had to try to run the ball, keep the Eagles honest, and then incorporate the short passing game, which could be an extension of the running game. And the Chiefs, I don't know what Andy Reid was thinking, but the Chiefs didn't even try to run the ball. And then things got out of hand. It was too late to try to establish the running game. The Eagles dared the Chiefs to run the ball, much like the Bengals did in the 21 AFC title game when they dropped 8 and rushed 3. And if you go back and watch the film of the Super Bowl on Sunday, the Eagles had wide splits and were daring the Chiefs to run the football. And Andy Reid decided, well, I guess we're just not going to run it. And that's very disappointing, because we know what happened in that AFC title game, because the Chiefs looked like they were going to go on and win that game easily. And then second half, Mahomes was completely, it seemed like, perplexed and confused, played perhaps his worst half of football of his career, and the Chiefs refused to run the football. And not saying that the Chiefs' running game would have meant a win against the Eagles on Sunday, but I think the game could have looked a little bit different. And the last time we saw Mahomes look like he did on Sunday against the Eagles was that AFC title game against the Bengals. Even the Buccaneer game in Super Bowl, what was it, 55, he still made some great plays. He didn't have a right tackle, a left tackle. They were both hurt, his starters. But remember, Darrell Williams had one bounce right off his helmet. Mahomes just was absolutely out of sync. He had happy feet throughout the game. He pressed to make a play and threw a pick six. And I mean, the intended target wasn't even close to open. Mahomes was just trying to make a play. Down 10-0. That made it even worse at 17-0. The short passing game that I referred to that the Chiefs had to incorporate against the Eagles to keep the offensive line protected and help protect Mahomes in turn, that didn't happen. And it was very interesting. You go back and you look at the film that when Mahomes did have a little bit more time to throw or scrambled, he had guys way down the, not I don't want to say way down the field, but they didn't have a guys that are short crossers or slant patterns or anything like that. The Eagles played a lot of zone. The Chiefs typically are good against the zone. I don't know. It was a very perplexing game plan by the Chiefs. Mahomes, happy feet, didn't trust the pocket. Eagles kept him walled in. Sometimes he felt pressure that wasn't there. That will happen to any quarterback, no matter how great you are. We saw Tom Brady deal with it, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes. Every great quarterback, the kryptonite is an offensive line that doesn't block for you. It's a pass rush with the front four without blitzing, and the Eagles didn't have to blitz. And it did look a lot like the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay, when the O-line was exposed, but the difference was the Chiefs are relatively healthy coming into this game, even on the offensive line with Tooney at left tackle, right tackle, Jawan Taylor, who they paid a lot of money to. Caliendo at left guard was a concern coming in, which I told you all about that last week. But back in the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, they were missing Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz. They had Andrew Wiley playing one tackle, Mike Rimmers another, and they had no chance in that game. And, you know, Joe Tooney did a really good job at left tackle this year when he had to get moved there about midway through the season. But, and bless his heart, but he was completely overmatched against the Eagles on Super Bowl Sunday, and Caliendo was as well. That whole left side of the offensive line, how many times did they get just bull rushed? It wasn't anything fancy. The Eagles just flat out beat Tooney and Caliendo, and then Jawan Taylor had some problems on the right side. It's no wonder Mahomes didn't have a lot of time to throw and survey the field. So it's not all on the offensive line, but it does seem like it's pretty much all on the offense and why the Chiefs lost their bid for a three-peat on Sunday against the Eagles. The offense had 23 yards of offense, total offense in the first half. Who would have thunk that? Mahomes threw the three picks. Second one really not his fault as much because of the pressure. Well, Tooney was bull rushed by a linebacker. First one was Mahomes' fault. He pressed, and he said that after the game, took full responsibility. And it is a bit of a shame because the defense of the Chiefs played certainly well enough to win this game. You know, Saquon Barkley, 25 carries, 57 yards. I try to tell people that Barkley's not the guy that's going to determine this game. Although the fact that the Chiefs put so much attention on Barkley freed up the Eagles a little bit offensively. But the Chiefs did more than enough to win the game on defense. They did have two costly penalties. McDuffie shot to the head to keep the drive alive, which was questionable, but probably the right call. And then there was a call, a pass interference to A.J. Brown prior to that, that was kind of questionable. So cancel those two out. Nick Bolton, a late hit on Saquon Barkley. It would have been third and 26. That was a huge penalty. But you know what? We can sit back and we can talk about a few questionable calls. That doesn't make up for being down 24 to nothing at halftime, 34 to nothing at one point, 40 to 6. The Eagles were just better. They had a much better game plan, which is so disappointing. Andy Reid and the Chiefs, 2 weeks to prepare. The Eagles were motivated to make sure the Chiefs didn't win three in a row. I've heard some people say the Chiefs became soft and got all involved in their commercials and endorsements. That's a bunch of horse pucky, because if that's the case, how can you explain how soft they were and still made it to the Super Bowl for the third straight year? So anybody that wants to give you that hogwash, just call them out on it, because it is absolutely that hogwash. The Chiefs still had a successful season. They went 17-3, 17-2 in games that they tried. Ironically, the best two seasons in Chiefs history, they lost the Super Bowl each time. Remember, they had that great season and then lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And they're trying to go back-to-back at that point. Didn't get it done. They went back-to-back last year after beating the 49ers in overtime. And this year, they can't get the three-peat. But they're the only team that made it back to the Super Bowl, had a chance to three-peat. All the other prior eight teams that went back-to-back never made it to the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs did something nobody else had done before, but couldn't quite get the three-peat. Let's be honest. The Chiefs, this happens in a lot of professional sports. Your best years doesn't mean that you're going to win a championship. Sometimes you have to steal a championship or two in years that you're maybe not as good. And there's a few years where you have the best team, but you don't play the best on the biggest stage. And there's no doubt that the Chiefs didn't play well on Sunday against the Eagles. But remember, the Eagles started the year 2-2. They were 16-1 in the last 17 games. And the game that they lost, Jalen Hurts left the game due to a concussion. And they lost by three of the Commanders and then outscored them 55-23 NFC title game. So the Chiefs played a very, very good football team. You could certainly argue the Eagles were as good, if not better, than the Chiefs all season long after they started 2-2. But listen, the Chiefs stole a Super Bowl last year. Let's just be upfront about it. They were 11-6 during the regular season. They had to go on the road. They beat Buffalo. They beat Baltimore. Baltimore was the better team last year, but not on the day it counted the most. And the Chiefs now have to deal with offseason priorities. There's no question they have to figure out what they're going to do at left tackle. That was a problem that the Chiefs really didn't address. They tried to through the draft. They tried Wanya Morris. Then they went to Joe Tooney. Tooney did his best, but he's a left guard, not a left tackle. And the Chiefs are able to cover that up for the most part. But you run up against a formidable pass rush like the Eagles, it just wasn't meant to be. Nick Bolton's a free agent. I don't think the Chiefs are going to bring him back as much as some people might want. Trey Smith is a free agent at right guard. A lot of talk that he won't be back. Justin Reed, I love him at safety. Outstanding player. He's a free agent. Those are just three of the free agents the Chiefs have to think about. Hollywood Brown, I believe, is a free agent. DeAndre Hopkins. Chiefs aren't going to bring all those guys back. DeAndre Hopkins didn't do anything in the playoffs for this football team. Had a crucial drop in the Super Bowl on Sunday. I mean, there's just nothing really went well. Travis Kelce said after the game, it was the worst we played all year. And the Eagles, to their credit, they were ready. They had the better game plan. They outplayed KC. They dominated the line of scrimmage, especially with the when they were on defense against the Chiefs' offensive line. So is it disappointing the Chiefs didn't get the three-peat? Absolutely is. How spoiled are Chiefs fans? The Chiefs have been the five Super Bowls in 6 years. No NFL team's ever done that. The Chiefs are 3-2 in those five Super Bowls. They've gone to seven straight AFC title games. There's no other NFL team that's ever done that. So even though they didn't get the three-peat, they did get a back-to-back, which there have been, you know, obviously other NFL teams that have done that, but not a ton. And they failed in being the first team to three-peat. It's tough to win. Chiefs fans, you are completely spoiled. You young Chiefs fans have no idea how hard it is to go to the Super Bowl. You were born with it. The Chiefs had so many times where at one point I was just hoping the Chiefs would win a playoff game, let alone make it to the Super Bowl five times in 6 years. The Chiefs had horrible playoff experiences where they choked in the playoffs, 13-3. Lynn Elliott misses three field goals. They're up 38-10 in a playoff game in Indianapolis. They lose, blow a 28-point lead. They had a game where the other team didn't even punt, and the Chiefs had home field advantage in the playoffs. I could go and play the wrong quarterback in another game at home at Arrowhead. The Chiefs have had all kinds of playoff disappointments. So for the young Chiefs fans out there, you're suddenly acting like, well, how in the world could you keep watching that Super Bowl? It was so bad. Because I would rather watch a Super Bowl, even if the Chiefs aren't playing well, because they are in the Super Bowl. That's how spoiled Chiefs fans have become, especially young fans that have no idea the losing that the Chiefs had to go through to get to this point. And they did not play well. Granted, in Super Bowl 59, you're not going to win every Super Bowl that you're in. And the fact that the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl seven straight AFC title games, listen, the Patriots didn't come close to doing that. The Steelers didn't, the Cowboys didn't, the 49ers didn't. A lot of those teams went 10 years or went multiple years without a Super Bowl championship. There are some that didn't even make it to the AFC or NFC title game. Others that had a year or two where they didn't make it to the playoffs. The Chiefs, the worst that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have ever done with Mahomes at starting quarterback is lose the AFC title game in overtime. That's the worst. That's the low bar. That's how spoiled we are. So hopefully Chiefs fans, if you're a Chiefs fan out there saying we need to fire Andy Reid or Andy Reid, time's passed him by, you're a moron. Okay? You have lost your freaking mind. If you're sitting here saying that Patrick Mahomes has lost it or he's overrated, you've lost your bleeping mind. I don't care what NFL quarterback you are. If you don't have time to throw, you're going to make mistakes. Tom Brady saw it in a season where he was 18-0. Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator of the Giants, they were able to get pressure on Tom Brady with just the front four, and they won that Super Bowl with a huge upset. Pressure with the front four without blitzing is a great kryptonite against great quarterbacks. You can protect your quarterback. You can do all kinds of wonderful things. If you have to bring extra defenders and blitz, that causes you to have, on offense, one-on-one coverage, sometimes cover zero, and you take your shots down the field. Offensive line is very important. Does it have to be first-round draft picks across the line? No. Does it have to be the most highly paid players on your team? No. But you have to have a good collection of offensive linemen to protect your quarterback. And the Chiefs have a high number with their quarterback salary, Patrick Mahomes. Other teams are going to deal with this here in the near future. Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, Joe Burrow with the Bengals, Josh Allen with the Bills, even Jalen Hurts with the Eagles. So the Chiefs have done remarkable things considering the cap hit they have with their quarterback and other players like Chris Jones. Travis Kelce, of course, got some more money last year. What is Travis Kelce going to do moving forward? I think he's going to be back. He said he's going to be back. I don't think he wants to go out that way. It was a disappointing loss, as we know, but please keep this all in perspective. The Chiefs had one hell of a run. They had a great season. They probably stole a Super Bowl last year. This year they didn't win one. You're not going to go bat 1,000 in the Super Bowl, because remember, you get the Super Bowl, you're playing the best team from the other conference. So we'll see what the Chiefs do this offseason. Perhaps they'll make a few changes on the coaching staff, although I don't think there'll be anything major. What will they do in the NFL draft? Remember, they continuously draft at the bottom of each round now for 7 straight years, and yet they've been pretty creative in moving up to get a Trent McDuffie or Xavier Worthy, of course, moved up to get Patrick Mahomes. In Beach, I trust. But give the Eagles credit. Made some great moves in the offseason, drafted very well, and the Eagles are your Super Bowl champs for the first time since 2017. They earned it. They dominated the Chiefs. So Chiefs fans, let's not make any excuses. Let's just move on and look forward to next year. It's an amazing run, and hopefully the run continues, and hopefully Mahomes and the Chiefs learn from this experience on Sunday. Coming up, 5 sports questions with my wife to see how sports savvy she is, and a recap of the Sunflower Showdown, what's wrong with the Hawks and what's right with the Wildcats, all to come on this Sports Ticket Podcast with Wade Gershner. All right, so the Sunflower Showdown took place over the weekend. KU continues their Jekyll and Hyde season. K-State keeps rolling. They win 81-73. Let's start with Kansas State. Coleman Hawkins is playing outstanding. He's the guy that was supposed to be a catalyst for this team, a highly coveted transfer, NIL signee. Doug McDaniels playing really well at the point guard position. And I say this, and I've said it many times over the years on the Sports Ticket, when your point guard plays well, your team has a really good chance of being successful. McDaniels is very inconsistent for a good portion of the year. He's been really good here recently. Yeah, he takes an occasional bad shot, but he was good again. Hawkins was outstanding. He doesn't have to beat you with scoring 30 a game or 20 a game. He can beat you many ways. And then David Gasson is playing the best ball of his career. He is named Big 12 Player of the Week. K-State is rolling right now. Can they keep it going? Can they make it the NCAA tournament? You know, I look at their schedule. They're 6-6 in the Big 12. I think they can win 6 of the next 8 games remaining on the conference schedule. That means they'd be 12-8 in the Big 12, and they would also be 18-13 overall. They had a horrible non-con. They had bad losses against Liberty, Wichita State, among others. Didn't have any good wins. But you go 12-8 in the Big 12, you get 18 wins overall, and then you get a win in the Big 12 tournament. Guess what? K-State's back where they always were with Bruce Weber, right? On the bubble. That's what they're doing right now. But the fact that they are on the bubble or could be on the bubble is amazing, considering they started year 7-11. And then for KU, listen, my oldest son and I, we have talked about KU and all the issues they have. And KU has serious issues. They're so inconsistent. And we've known this for a while. If you're a Jayhawk fan and you are listening to this podcast and you've watched KU throughout the year, you know what we're talking about. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of Jayhawk fans that were surprised KU lost in Manhattan for the 3rd straight year to Jerome Tang and the Wildcats. I mean, the final score wasn't indicative of how K-State really controlled the game for the most part. Didn't help when your senior point guard gets 3 fouls in the first half, plays about 4 or 5 minutes. Kansas has not handled adversity very well at all, especially on the road, which is somewhat befuddling because who's the only young guy that they play? Flory Badunga, who at times has played very well on the road. Their 3 experienced seniors, Hunter Dickinson, DeJuan Harris, KJ Adams, have not been the steadying influence you would think they would be. And then you've got Ryland Griffin, who played in a Final Four. A.J. Storr played in the Big Ten. I mean, Zeke Mayo, granted, he played at South Dakota State. He's been the best transfer they've had, but he's not been as good on the road as at home. It's very befuddling to see what's going on with Bill Self and his team. KJ Adams, I thought, played pretty well against K-State. Harris was in foul trouble and really wasn't a big influence in this game. Hunter Dickinson is an enigma. I heard Fran Franchella say he's playing like an All-American. I disagree with that. He plays like an All-American at times, but he doesn't play like an All-American consistently. And that's just the sign of what KU is. They are a very inconsistent team. They can look great against Iowa State at home and look bad against K-State on the road, or struggle at Iowa State on the road, or look awesome in the first half on the road at Waco and give up 60 in the second half. This Kansas team, there is no way that this Kansas team is going to make a deep run in March if they don't figure things out in a hurry, because they are too darn inconsistent to win 4 games in a row to get to the Final Four. I don't even know if they're consistent enough to win 2 games in the NCAA tournament. They're talented enough. I think they've got the right coaching staff. Yes, no question about that. Got a head coach that won a couple of national championships. But Adams, Dickinson, and Harris, there have been at times this year you just sit here and go, these are the guys that have all the experience. Now, they're not NBA stars. KU, I don't know if they have an NBA player on their roster, which is pretty amazing. Budunga is probably the most talented guy that has the most NBA potential. And I think Fran Franchella did make a good point that, you know, Adams is a really good role player. Harris is a really good distributor of the ball, but they're not stars. And you need an NBA player or two, probably. And that's what KU had a few years ago. You had Harris and Adams as complementary pieces. You had David McCormick solid at center. And you had Ochai Agbaji and Christian Brown as NBA first-round picks. Kansas doesn't have that. And it's very frustrating to watch if you're a Jayhawk fan. So K-State beats KU for the third straight year. First time they've done that since 81, 82, and 83. KU is taking on Colorado on Tuesday. K-State at home against Arizona. K-State wins that game. I think we can start seriously talking about K-State worthy of getting to the NCAA tournament. They keep playing the way they are. Of course, they are due to come down to earth a little bit. There's the ebbs and flows, the highs and lows of a season. But a solid win for K-State as they keep rolling with a win over KU over the weekend. It is time for another installment of 5 sports questions for my wife to see how sports savvy she is with my 11-year-old ready to correct her if she is wrong. And believe it or not, we have more Super Bowl trivia, except this is Super Bowl 59 trivia. This just took place less than 24 hours ago. And my wife already knows that she's in big time trouble with these questions because she didn't watch the Super Bowl, did you?
No.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Some of it. All right, so here we go. For my wife, who threw more touchdown passes on Sunday? Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts or Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes? It's a 50-50 chance you get it right. Hurts or Mahomes? Who threw more touchdown passes Super Bowl 59?
Hurts.
See, I know the team that won, but Mahomes threw 2. I'm going to say Hurts, though.
You're both wrong. Mahomes actually threw 3. And Hurts threw 2. Mahomes had 2 late touchdowns that really had no impact on the game. You're both 0-1. How many points did the Chiefs score yesterday in the Super Bowl?
20.
Plus 2. 22.
22 is the correct answer. Final score, Eagles 40 and the Chiefs 22. My wife's 0-2. My 11-year-old 1-1. Question number 3 for my wife. Who is the head coach of the now Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles? Who's the head coach of the Eagles?
I have no clue. I really do not know.
Wait for the say Watson.
Like, I can picture his face, but I do not know his name.
Describe his face.
He's like a younger looking guy, even though he might not be younger. Good looking guy, but I don't know.
Facial hair or no facial hair?
No facial hair.
You don't know what you're talking about. He had a full beard. Anyway, 11-year-old.
Nick Sirianni.
That is a good job. Well done, well done. All right, who is the running back, the star running back for the Philadelphia Eagles? He didn't have a great game in Super Bowl 59, but he is a star and now a Super Bowl champion. Wife?
I'll tell you the initials, SB.
SB are the initials. That'll really help her. There's no chance. She's going to say Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Saquon Barkley.
That is correct, Saquon Barkley. Okay. And finally, how many Super Bowls has Patrick Mahomes now lost as quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs?
2.
Dos.
That is correct. My wife avoids going 0-5 for the second straight time for 5 sports questions for my not-so-sports-savvy wife. Thanks for playing, and unfortunately, the Chiefs did lose in Super Bowl 59. But still, we get a little bit of entertainment humor out of it all with the fact that my wife didn't even watch the Super Bowl at all. And honestly, for most Chiefs fans, I think I speak for most, we almost wish that we were like her. We didn't get to watch the game either.
This has been the Sports Ticket Podcast with Wade Gershner. Interact with Wade online. Follow him on Twitter at NCKSRadioGuy10.